This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasang with the news headlines first. Dasain festival starts from today. People marking Ghatasthapana by showing barley, maize and wheat seeds for germination. Communist Party Chair Prachanda says the government is bringing no laws to restrict press freedom. World Heart Days being marked across the world, including Nepal, today by organizing awareness programs. And Houthi rebels in Yemen say they have captured a large number of Saudi troops after a major attack near the border between the two countries. Now the news in detail. The nine-night festival of Bada Dasain, the great festival of Hindus of Nepal, commenced from today. People across the country are welcoming the festival in their homes, observing Ghatasthapana today. On the day of Ghatasthapana, people worship Diyo, an all-fed lamp, Kalash, auspicious jar, and Lord Ganesh in accordance with Vedic rituals, and sow maize and barley seeds in a jar filled with salt and cow dung for germination of the auspicious Chamara barley shoots. The auspicious hour for observing Ghatasthapana is 10:35 a.m. today, according to the Nepali Calendar Determination Committee. Prayers are also offered to Durga Bhavani, the goddess of power, today. Germination of the auspicious Chamara is also initiated at Hanuman Thoka Dasankar in accordance with Vedic rituals. There is also a tradition of sacrificing animals while initiating the germination of Chamara. Also today, prayers are offered to goddess Mahakali, Mahalakshmi and Mahasarswati at the Dasankar, marking the Ghatasthapana. The auspicious hour for receiving Tika this year is 10:35 a.m. on October 8. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the present government is not in favor of controlling the social media or the mass communications media. Initiating an online portal run by the ANA Kathmandu Media Private Limited in the capital yesterday, Chairman Prachanda urged all not to worry about the matter, as the constitution itself has guaranteed full press freedom, assuring that the Media Council Bill presented in the federal parliament will be revised. Chairman Prachanda expressed the determination to make the bill in line with the spirit of the constitution. He, however, added that press freedom does not mean anarchy, and the journalism fraternity itself should be self-regulated through discussions. Chairman Dahal also called on the media to defeat activities that are directed against subverting the achievements secured through people's struggle and inimical to people's aspirations. World Heart Day 2019 is being observed today in Nepal as well amid various programs. World Heart Federation and World Heart Health Organization started observing September 29 as World Heart Day from 2012. World Heart Day is a campaign established to spread awareness about the health of heart among common people all through the world. Doctors have said heart disease can be prevented with good and healthy diet and regular exercise. Nepal Communist Party senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has said the contributions of late Bharat Mohan Adhikari is ever memorable in Nepal's democratic movements, constitution promulgation and economic development. He also said all should take late Adhikari as a source of inspiration for the commencement of giving allowances to senior citizens, the program of Your Village, Your Contribution, to develop it. Senior leader of main opposition Nepali Congress, Ramchandra Paudel, has claimed that only the Nepali Congress can satisfy the people addressing their demands. Addressing a program organized by Nepali Congress Slums and Kathmandu Liaison Committee to extend festival greetings in the capital yesterday, leader Paudel argued that the incumbent government is failing to meet people's aspirations. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has urged all not to be disappointed, as the government is committed to implementing the election manifesto. Speaking at a greetings exchange program organized on the occasion of upcoming Dasain, Tihar, Nepal Sambat, Chhat and Loshar festivals in the capital yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said people should play a supportive role for the prosperity of the country. On the occasion, a list of developments and endeavors carried out so far by the incumbent government was unveiled. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Gokarn Bista has said the government will create a situation in the coming 5 years where nobody will have to go on foreign employment out of compulsion. Talking to the press yesterday, Minister Bista said the government was in the process of gradually reducing the foreign employment, creating employment opportunities within the country itself and making it more systematic and dignified. Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Minister Padma Kumari Arya stressed on the need of coordination among all sides to maintain peace and social security in the country. Addressing a program organized by Brahma Kumari Ra's Yog Service Center in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Arial said all should come together to fight against anarchism and unruliness. He also added that sole efforts of the government is not enough to keep peace and security intact. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
आमा ढोक गरे
बक्की मरी भयो
म सन्चै छु खाना खाइराख्या छु पढाइ पनि राम्रै चल्दै छ एग्जाम सकिएपछि आउँछु स्वास्थ्यको ख्याल गर्नुस् राम्ररी बस्नुस् है बाई आमा कस्तो लाग्यो केटा कुरा गर्ने तरिका
गलत
गलत
कुराकानी खबर मात्र होइन आत्मीयता पनि हो
अनि पैसा
नेपाल टेलिकमको डे भोइस प्याक लिएपछि बिहान 5 बजेदेखि बेलुका 5 बजेसम्म 9 रुपियाँमा 90 मिनट कुरा गर्न पाइन्छ
मतलब 1 रुपियाँको 10 मिनट मजाले बोल्ने हो अब
*14#15# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates with the slogan Vaccinate and Eradicate Rabies World Rabies Day was observed in Nepal yesterday as well. As per the statistics, about 60,000 people die due to rabies. Half of the population of Nepal is reported to be at the risk of rabies. Meantime, the government has targeted to abolish the rabies-related deaths by 2030. At the same time, the health ministry has urged all to compulsorily vaccinate the domesticated dogs to prevent possible rabies risk. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Houthi rebels in Yemen say they have captured a large number of Saudi troops after a major attack near the border between the two countries. And a Houthi spokesman told the BBC that 3 Saudi brigades had surrendered near the Saudi town of Nasran. He said thousands of soldiers had been captured and many others killed. Saudi officials have not confirmed the claim. The operation was the largest of its kind since the conflict began, the spokesman said. Colonel Yahya Saria said Saudi forces had suffered huge losses in life and machinery. He said all those captured would be paraded on the Houthi-run Al Masriya TV network on Sunday. People have voted in Afghanistan's presidential poll amid heavy security and deadly bomb attacks from militants. Low turnout was widely reported as many voters were worried about security following threats from the Taliban. The twice delayed vote on Sunday took place after Taliban-US speech talks had collapsed earlier this month. The 2 main candidates are the incumbent Ashraf Ghani and the chief executive Abdullah Abdullah, who shared power since 2014. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places in the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places over the eastern and central region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Dasai festival starts from today. People marking Ghata Sthapana by sowing barley, maize and wheat seeds for germination. Communist Party Chair Prachanda says the government is bringing no laws to restrict press freedom. World Heart Day being marked across the world, including Nepal today, by organizing awareness programs. And Houthi rebels in Yemen say they have captured a large number of Saudi troops after a major attack near the border between the two countries. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.